So what do you think? What's going to happen?
Well, I don't know how Fidel's health is going to hold out. And I know Raul is technically running Cuba. But I think that before 2011 is over, Cuba, well, they already banned sicko because they really don't have that health system and they don't want people to get the wrong idea. But we will have normalized relations with them enough. They'll finally say, enough, we can't. The system has totally failed. And President Obama will be able to do a photo op of some kind on Cuban soil before the end of this next year.
Wow. That would be a brave thing for President Obama to do before a re-election. But if it represents a victory where it looks like the U.S. won, you know, Fidel lost, and we're there sort of planting the flag.
To give them the aid that they really need since the Soviet Union fell.
Right. No, I get that. Yeah. No, I totally get that. I think that's that could happen. I think that's a very interesting prediction because at some point what Cuba is going to represent to us is what past communist governments have meant to previous administrations, and that is a huge business opportunity right nearby. So, yeah, I think that would be really intriguing. Well, we'll put you down then for 2010, having made that prediction for 2011, and we move to Zechariah in Joplin, Missouri, on Coast to Coast for his prediction for 2011. Zechariah, welcome to the prediction show.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
It's great to be in 2011.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good year.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. My prediction is that in the tornado season, tornadoes will hit Los Angeles.
Wow.
I don't know. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, it's a place obviously that doesn't get a lot of tornadoes. Did you see there was that movie where which one of the apocalyptic movies does a tornado rip through downtown LA? Was that it?
2012, maybe. I don't remember.
Could have been, but I'm thinking it was the one based on Art Bell's book, the one he did about the Day After Tomorrow. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they showed these superstorms coming into L.A. where they had three or four twisters all at once ripping up L.A.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so you think that'll happen in 2011?
Will happen, and the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. No doubt about it.
You're the second or third Chiefs person, I think, to check in over the last couple of nights, and that's totally fair. You've committed yourself. You know, you're on record. I think the Chiefs actually have a chance. I don't know how they're going to do against the Patriots, who looking like they finally pulled their act together. They were looking pretty winky there for a while, but now I think they've worked out the kinks and they're all working on the same page of the playbook. They're going to be the tough ones to beat in the AFC, I think, without a doubt. Let's see. Now, Dan, I have somebody on Philadelphia, but the name is not popping up on a wild card line on my screen. Oh, Butch. For some reason, my screen won't accept the word Butch. Yep. Hey, Butch, what's your prediction for 2011? And Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. I believe, Ian, that Tiger Woods will have a celestial year.
A celestial year.
Yes, I predict that Tiger will connect with a Hollywood star that will help bring back the genius in his golf game.
Well, he ended well, at least, right? His last round that he played was way better than his first rounds in 2010. So he could only get better. He had a very terrestrial year, so I guess it would only be fair that he would get a celestial one. Yeah, something's in his head. He looks like he's got the major yips all the time, so that would happen. Who are you thinking then? Like somebody like a Jennifer Aniston or somebody that would give him his mojo back?
Well, I got somebody that I give you off the air, but I want to kind of leave it open because there may be more than one star that gets to the universe.
Yeah. Okay, I would think that's a pretty good bet. Yeah, I don't know that that will help his game. I think he ought to be thinking just one for now. Thank you. Cornelius from Alexandria, Louisiana. We had a Cornelius on calling last night on the prediction show. It's not the same Cornelius, is it?
No, sir. That was, I think, New Mexico. I'm here in Alexandria, about 200 miles from New Orleans. I'm saying the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl again. That's my prediction. Not the Chiefs, but the Saints.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. I don't have the same feeling about the overall goodness of the Saints as I used to. Not the way they hacked at Brett Favre's ankle last year, but that having been said, I think they it was good for New Orleans. That's all I could say afterwards. Good for New Orleans.